The day on Wisteria Lane began like any other, with a cup of coffee and the morning paper.
Just give me a second.
And while Annette read the business section, and Gabrielle studied the fall collections, and Bree searched for decorating ideas, Susan scanned the front page and saw something that caught her eye.
What's our time?
Be nice. I come bearing snacks.
Lynette, these cards are sticky.
I know. Preston used the three of diamonds to scoop jam out of the jar.
Well, we're just thankful we have 49 cards to play with.
Hello.
Hey. So, Susan, I was just telling the girls I want to throw a dinner party.
Really?
Yes. I mean, how long have we all lived on this street? We've never done a big group thing.
I think it's a great idea.
Paul never likes to have people over, but to heck with him, I'm doing it.
So when is this shindig?
How about a month from tonight? That would be the 16th. Good for everyone?
Yeah, works for me.
Right. Should we all make something? Oh, no. No, this is my party. I've been wanting to have everyone over for years. Oh, I'm so happy we're finally doing this. It's going to be so much fun. Hey!
I know. Our dinner.
How could we have all forgotten about this?
We didn't exactly forget. It's just usually when the hostess dies, the party's off.
Annette!
I'm not being flip. I'm just pointing out a reality.
Mary Alice was so excited about it.
So sad.
I think we should go through with it.
Really? Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
No, it's sort of a way to honor Mary Alice. It was so important to her.
We could all use a fun night.
Well, good. Because I have some new flatware that I've just been dying to show off.
Lynette?
I'm in.
I'll make braised lamb shanks.
I'm still in.
So how many will I be cooking for?
Seven. Three couples and Susan. Does that sound right?
No, it sounds very, very wrong.
Oh, is there somebody you'd like to invite?
I have an idea.